just getting to the founding of the Hakapila.
Yes, the Hakapila was founded. There were 10 families that began to
Do you remember some of the founding families?
Yes, some of the families were the Griston family, of course the Yamanaka family, the Griston family, the Smith, the Johnson family. There were other families.
The Carter. The Carter family. And you first started
meeting in your home. Mm-hmm. And then we felt the need to expand. Mm-hmm. So we went searching for a building. And the building really was found by Christian and myself. We were walking along, saw this building at Linden Village, and we saw this building, and we felt it looked such a beautiful country. And we said, put the mortgage or leave there, and we just envisioned how it would look. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a sign for sale. So we ran back and we got the numbers in and we contacted the person who sold the building, and that's how we got the building. We did purchase that building. Mm-hmm. And made it into a beautiful temple where we had rooms upstairs that had sanctuary in that area. Our sanctuary, the library, the students in the time field for our community. And that's the special program in the community. Mm-hmm.
He was in the Yale about 1973. To many of them, and to travel
Yes.
What was your relationship and your role in assisting in the helping?
At that time, I was the secretary to the congregation, and I was also the secretary to Rabbi Massey in answering and doing most of his work when he was requested to speak out in Europe, and he had many lectures, and his biographical sketch would have to be sent out. I would just do all the necessary work as far as affecting that travel was concerned. And also responsible also to see that everything, the synagogue was intact, our temple would run as second to none as far as order was concerned.
How did Rabbi Matthews feel about starting another congregation?
At that time he was elated over the fact that, and he was not able to attend because at that time he was hospitalized. He was hospitalized. Mm-hmm. But many of the members of the congregation came and they went back and they told him that they were very happy that he was able to erect another thing after the first death of the
As part of folklore with Ashkenazi people, he's done a lot of the work under the Hakapila. He worked with Ashkenazi European congregations and rabbis. Can you just mention briefly some of the congregations and rabbis you've worked with over the years and you had relationships with?
There was Rabbi Farhi, who was a very close friend to Rabbi Nahum.
The congregation. Congregation
Yes, he really was with the New Jersey congregation, but they would often attend Sephardic conferences together, and he was very instrumental in our congregation getting the Torah, which was a beautiful sacred Torah, into our Shabbat. Also, we worked with the various rabbis in the Queens area, especially because we were involved with the schools. There was rabbis from the Lawrence Jewish Center. We knew all of the rabbis, and most of the rabbis in the Queens area. Mm-hmm. And also by lecturing, we became more knowledgeable to many rabbis. It was a more difficult task penetrating the Orthodox, community than with the conservative energy. The Orthodox community began to accept many of our students that we related to them that wanted the Orthodox study, because Brother Johnson, who had wanted his daughter to attend an Orthodox So that then we were beginning to get the group work in relationship with the entire community. Mm-hmm. Not saying that all of us, you know, people be friends, mm-hmm. not always, but we had to build our reputation in this respect, mm-hmm. And to work, and could learn as well as any other, mm-hmm. and we're going to be very capable students in any school within access to them.
And when did you move the congregation to Mount Vernon?
Yes, our congregation moved to Mount Vernon in 1998, because we had at that time established our, you know, living quarters there, and we had ample space to house a congregation again. Mm-hmm. And we felt the need to be there, and their congregation came under the auspices of the council and by your honor. So that community there began to grow. The Hebrew, and at that time they didn't call themselves the Hebrew Israelite community, began to come very much into focus in their community and doing great things there also.
Now with these congregations, your role then became not only as a teacher, mm-hmm. you had been made under Rabbi Matthew, but now you were the rabbi of the congregation, over 50 of the congregation. What is the role of a rabbi in the congregation?
The rabbi is really the wife of a rabbi. But as the wife of a rabbi, she must also maintain a certain stability in her community. She must also be a woman of knowledge. She must also be a mentor. She must have a long way of life that governs women and the house of Israel. But she becomes the strong arm to the rabbi and to the congregation. And her sole purpose is to build that congregation, to build that community, to work with the women of the community and of the congregation, of our congregation, and our community to stand shoulder to shoulder with anyone. In fact, we should be the light of the community. We feel that we should be exemplary in everything we do, and that we should be a high character.
For the role of the rabbi, is it simply an honorary role that she is by marriage related to the rabbi, or does she have an active voice and role and activity?
Oh, she has an active voice, mm-hmm. and in many instances a voice. Because most of the rabbis, the wives of the rabbi, are women also by character. Since they set the example, many of the women of the congregation will go to her for advice. The rabbi, they will go to the rabbi, and so they feel if they go to the rabbi, they will also reach the rabbi. To go to the rabbi, but the wife of the rabbi should be one who will stand very strong in the community, and whose voice should be heard. That she would get on the team where she perform, but that she must be there for that structure if she needs it to keep that congregation in full balance.
So within the Israelite community, the rabbi's wife, the rabbi's vocal, visible,
yeah. very
strong
visible.
And yeah. respected yeah. Individual.
Very much.
One of the most respected individuals in the congregation.
Should be one of them. And there are mothers in the congregation, too. There, and eventually, because as she progressed in age, automatically she will be not only the wife of the rabbi, but in many instances she becomes the mother of the congregation, if they don't, you know, address another as mother of the congregation, but she and Evans will also become the mother of the congregation. Mm-hmm. And also, if she will always be the, I don't like to say number one, but that's really what it amounts to, the number one person in the congregation of female children. She should always be in the forefront of being that in the congregation. And if not, try to devise the ways and means by calling a meeting with the women of the congregation. If there needs to be an issue to be addressed among women, mm-hmm. then she should be made a part of that, mm-hmm. to see that the peace will come.
More to talk about. But you talk a lot about your role within mm-hmm. the community mm-hmm. and the high respect that mm-hmm. people have for that. Mm-hmm. How did your friends and neighbors outside the community, co-workers, mm-hmm. How did they view you as a black woman in the Jewish faith?
Very, very well. Because many of them would come to me, and I sort of became a role model in their eyes, too.
because if they had an inkling, they would come to me, because I was a vocal person or fighting for the rights of women, and so they can come to me. I sit on many advisory boards. I work in our community. I sit on advisory boards governing, I sit on advisory boards at the national.
That you've been involved with for a long time?
Yes, I've been involved with the family care program for many years, and I sit on a commissioner's advisory board at the state of New York. I also sit on advisory with adult family organizations in the United States of America. I also sit on local boards, and also president of local chapters of a national board. But my involvement in the secular world is very critical. I've just completed a lecture at a conference, a national conference, which took place in Philadelphia, and I spoke on ethnic diversity, the difference between the different ethnic groups as it involved our